This is Kaya Biz
with Gule Tumfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
It's my house.
It's my house on Kaya Biz.
Yep, it's a Tuesday evening, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, and it's my house. This is our property conversation that we always have on a Tuesday evening on the other side of seven, essentially for us to discuss a majority of themes that do speak to us as residential property owners, lessees of property, but essentially how property not only influences the wealth creation journey and establishment that we're trying to embark on, but also how you can use your property as a key asset. And if it isn't an asset for you, primarily making sure that you invest in it appropriately to ensure that it provides you with enjoyment and a great sense of comfort. And here is where we engage in those conversations discussing major themes. Well, it's been interesting to note that a few headlines have revealed that banks, despite the rising interest rate cycle, will not be tightening their lending requirements or their lending books when it comes to mortgage loans. In fact, what they will be doing is, I guess, just assessing our levels of affordability so much closer, but not necessarily holding back on loaning and lending out home mortgages. But this also speaks to where it is that we are buying property as South Africans, right? And there's been an interesting argument, or I guess debate and conversations, about the pros and cons of buying property that is within a development, whether it is a existing property or one that you have not even seen. The showroom does not exist, and the property developer tells you, here's an artist's impression of what it will look like. If you like it, put down your deposit, qualify for the home loan, and you could buy this property for yourself and own it within a period of less than 12 months. So these are some of the questions that we're going to be discussing this evening. If you have any questions or themes you'd like to add to this conversation, dial in on 086-000-959. You can also tweet us at Kaya on air. Use the hashtag KayaBiz and tweet me at Gugu Mfupi. But joining us on the line for this conversation is a good friend of the station and of myself too, CEO of Wealth Creation Network Property Group, MD of Lea De Property Consulting, founder of Ntato Realty, property analyst. Hey, his titles go on for days and days. Hey, Ntato Rabushaga joins us on the show this evening. Ntato, ekarona le PhD mon.
I was listening to this, I was like, yo, stop the count.
I'm teasing because I'm aware that you've got some strong competition when it comes to academia and academic qualifications in your household.
Of course.
Perfect. And Tato, I think let's get to some of the key themes here before we take a look at the pros and cons of purchasing from a property developer. And maybe let's deep dive into that. In South Africa, there does seem to be a growing trend and a theme of sectional title property units, essentially, that are generated by developers. And there's been a growing level of increased focus, attention, and I guess intrigue as to how they start their developments, what they entail in terms of furniture and pricing, and of course, the appetite for purchases. But maybe give us an overview there. Are we seeing that South Africans are more focused on purchasing from property developers, be it new or old? And what's the climate been like there? Are we seeing increased developments also popping up across various spaces of the country?
I think it's a mixed bag. Mainly the first-time entrants, they are more towards the new development, simply because of what it has to offer. In terms of purely speaking of the financial aspects of it, it's much, much easier for a person who is a first-time home buyer to buy into a development. They may not know it, but retrospectively, when they check it, it made perfect sense for them. When I focus on the finances, I would say that when you buy into a new development, the upfront payment that you need to pay cash from your pocket is actually much more reduced, sometimes even zero, as compared to buying an existing home. For instance, you would find that you don't pay any transfer fees, you don't pay bond registration fees, you don't pay any transfer duty. And I know sometimes the advertising can be misleading.
Yeah, because it doesn't necessarily mean the fees aren't there, right?
Yes. It doesn't necessarily mean that they are not there. However, sometimes you will find yourself not paying any of these because developers are different. but most of them, they will then tell you that in order to qualify for no transfer fees on this property, and the transfer fees, just to make sure our listeners have an idea of what's happening, they are the costs that are paid by the conveyancer, which is the lawyer who will be transferring the property. Then there is a transfer duty. That is a different case altogether, because that is a tax payable to SARS in itself. So you are exempt from the duty simply because the developer is registered for VAT. So there can be double taxation on a single property. Hence, when you buy into a new development, these upfront costs, which could cost you a lot of money. I mean, if you're buying a house for 1 million rand, all these costs can be plus minus 60,000 that you must pay cash. However, if it's a new development and they say no transfer fees, then you will find yourself paying zero of these figures. But usually the case is minor things. They'll say you are forced to use our bond originator, who's the person who will apply for a home loan for you, who's in-house with the developer. They have ways of how they pay each other. And then you are also forced to use the conveyancers that have already been selected by the developer. But if it's all costs included, it may not be worth it to say you are forcing to use your own person, because they probably have your best interest at heart.
Got you. And I think that's quite important to us, for us to make sure that we actually understand the kind of environment and the costs that are often associated, right? Because it catches a lot of people out of pocket and unsure and uncertain. And I guess that takes us to the initial pros and cons when people consider purchasing property from property developers, right? Moving in to fill that gap and what the pros and cons are. And I think you touched on the first one, specifically being financial. But are there any other concerns there, especially when it comes to unseen or undue taxes that we might not be aware of? And primarily when it comes to new property developments, brand spanking new, where all the snag tests will be done by you as well as the developer and sales agent, versus, I guess, you know, an established development which has had a couple of people move in, move out, and you're not necessarily the first owner of the property.
So we've already mentioned on the costs that are involved, but those are just initial costs that you pay for that property to be registered in your name. Then there are the ongoing costs. Ongoing costs is the monthly costs or even yearly costs that come with owning the property. For instance, you're looking at your maintenance, the upkeep of the property, and all the other things. I won't touch on the levies and the rates, because whether new or old, you will pay them. But when you look into the maintenance of the property, usually, in fact, most of the time, probably 99% of the time, the maintenance on a new property is quite low. And also, for you as a buyer, there's that nice feel of getting into a new house. I know many people are like, I want my house new, no one stayed in it, because some have some beliefs. You don't know what happened to that house you are buying. I'm sorry to creep people out a bit, but an existing house, you don't know who are staying there, what they were doing. But a new one, at least from scratch, you know that you are sorted. You are the first person to move into it. So in terms of the warranties as well, a new development will offer you warranties. So in terms of the major structural defects, you have 5-year warranty, which is by the NHRBC. And then also you have a 1-year warranty on your roof. However, I need to stress that there are many occasions where developers did shoddy work, and you see those properties with cracks, especially these high-rising buildings in Midrand. Right? Like they build within a week or a month. And
hey, it's
done.
Very quick, eh? It's a brick on brick now. It's plastering tomorrow. It's painting the next day. And even if it rains, it's already up and running. So
yeah,
you're right.
Exactly. And the problem with that, you find that if the cement is not given enough time to be okay and to set properly, and they just paint over it, they actually trap some moisture in there. But I wouldn't want to go deep into those issues. When I compare the two, in terms of the maintenance that comes with owning the property, if it's a new development, maintenance-wise, you're probably good to go. But if it's an existing house, things get tricky there, simply because there are these defects that are latent. You don't see them with the naked eye. I understand that there has been a change in the legislation where the buyer and the seller, they need to have some sort of snag list, and both of them tick and sign it off. So this is where the seller would need to disclose of any defects that they know of in order to ensure that you are protected as the buyer. You are buying it knowing exactly that the roof is leaking, knowing exactly that it's cracked. So back in the days, people would just sell you a house and just plaster over it and then paint it, and then you are left to deal with the problem. But purely speaking of the finances, when it comes to the maintenance of the property, you have a much better choice going for a new development. However, when I look into the greater scheme of things, you find that due to lack of proper land in good, well-established suburbs or sections within a suburb, you find that the new developments are more towards the outskirts.
Okay.
And that's where you have a few issues when it comes to a bit of crime, when it comes to access to established facilities, the swimming pool, the mall within the area. Most of the time, developers don't find proper land, so they build on the outskirts. So those are some of the things that you look into. However, also to add into it, all these savings that I've mentioned, for instance, I mentioned that if you buy a 1 million house from a developer, you're probably going to pay 1 million only from the bond and no cost from you at all. But if you are buying a house from Mthato, who is a person, then you need to pay for your transfer fees in advance and your bond registration fees, and those can cost you plus minus 60,000. So when you look into these properties, both of us bought a house for 1 million, but one paid exactly 1 million, you paid 1,060,000. So before you even consider selling that house, just know that you have already 60,000 capital that you need to get from that house.
Got you. And I think that's so important that you mentioned, because sometimes customization is often sold as an option or an opportunity. And as you say, the small discrepancies in the square meterage, in the positioning of the home or the unit on a certain part of the complex or development, or even at a different phase, right, of construction, that's where the prices go high as higher or alter significantly as well. Help us unpack, especially for first-time home buyers or those who might even be buying this as a second, third, seventh investment property opportunity, you know, how they should manage some of those themes regarding modernization, customization, and of course, some themes that do speak to cost as well.
Yeah. When looking into buying into a new development, one of the greatest things about it is that you are allowed some form of freedom in terms of the finishes. So you may pick the tiles, the specific tiles you want in your lounge, in your kitchen. You want carpets in the bedrooms. You want to get certain cupboards. So those are the things that really make your home feel as though it's your own. But also, some developers, they give you the opportunity to say, add an extra room or move this room, take it on the other side. So it's a bit of a bespoke. So you get what you want, and it's easier for you to at least know that you've customized your home to suit you and your needs. If it's an existing one, there's nothing you can do. You find it as is. And then also, if you want to make any changes to it, then you must follow the processes, which may be expensive because you need to go to the council and apply. You need to hire engineers, draftsmen, get new plans, get them approved, bring people to build for you. And when they build for you, then now it's out of your pocket. So things become a little bit tricky. However, I'm not saying by the existing house is bad. Now we're just trying to compare the two. And if you have a development within an established suburb and it is priced right, by priced right, I mean that sometimes other developers, they price their new homes above the market value of the community.
Yes.
So if you're at a place where a 3-bedroom, 2-bath is selling for 1.5, the developer may come in at 1.8.
Is
so
that you may allowed, think though, that you Mthato, are safe. Is it legal?
Yes, ma'am.
And is it allowed?
Yeah. It's allowed. I mean, they call it the free word.
Ish.
It's the capital system.
Ish.
they're just going to build it. And if the market absorbs the properties and they buy them, then so be it, because they're developers and they're into the business of this. So that's how they make money. Also, they do get punished, the developers. I know one in Pretoria North, they built these huge flats, but people didn't have an appetite for them because the pricing was so bad. The pricing was off. Like in that community, a three-bed will go for plus minus 600,000. Theirs were coming in at 1.2.
Whoa.
And now double. The developer is renting them out because people are not buying them. It's a mess.
Ooh, and I think that's such a key lesson for us to learn as well. Research, 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 and being clear about the pros, the cons, the benefits of the property that you want to buy, just to make sure that you don't essentially catch yourself without an opportunity to actually make the investment that you'd like to make or purchase your property for the first time that you'd like to enjoy it for. And Thato, that speaks to something else that people often, you know, buy from developers, if I'm not mistaken, peace of mind, right? I do understand that there's a sense of security and understanding that any structural defects will be taken care of by the National Home Builders Registration Council. Help us understand that and whether it just applies to purchases of property versus tenants, or is there a direct benefit for both?
I think from my view, it literally depends on what you want as a person. Both of these approaches have their pros and cons. For instance, if it's an existing house, it's been there for 5 years, yes, it may not have the warranty, it may not have any guarantees, it may not have any protection. However, if the structure has been in place, it has been good, and it hasn't shown any defect, it's not cracking, chances are it's going to hold for many years to come. So you do have that peace of mind knowing that this building that I'm buying has passed through the first 5 years, which are crucial, because in the first 5 years, that's when you're going to see the building will reveal its true characters. Mm. So that's when you see the cracks, you see whether the developer did a shoddy work, if they use cheap materials, things will start falling apart. So buying an existing house that doesn't show any problems may work in your favor. The only issue comes if the sellers were being dishonest. They know of the problems and they hit them. But now the law allows you to take them to court and get a recourse. If it's a new one, at least you know that you can go and complain if they don't do the right things. I must be able to tell our people now that sometimes you don't even get the help. It has happened on many occasions where developers build and did a bad job. Now you must go running after them. You must go to court. You don't even have the money for lawyers and other things. So both of them have pros and cons. It's just a matter of which one do you want. Of course, there will be that plus minus 5% that things don't go well for them. So if you are in a neighborhood where there's no new development, it's a proper neighborhood, it's well established, and the people are earning well. The reason I'm saying that the people are earning well, it's important because if you are buying into a neighborhood that is mostly unemployed people, it means that chances are they may not be able to take care of their homes, the upkeep of the structures, and the community may deteriorate. And sometimes they don't pay their rates, they don't pay electricity. Some of them have even stolen electricity from Eskom. When you look into all of those factors, you'll find that you are the one who's going to suffer because they'll just switch off their power and you will suffer as well. You're the only one paying electricity in that community. I know it happens in the township. So those are the things that you need to check. And that information is already available. You can check on LiveZone. It tells you the average age of people there, the demographics, white, black. It shows you the average salaries of the people who are there. So you should be able to look into those things and say, I'm buying into a community with people who are working, with professionals, with people who will take care of their homes. Because even if your house is the only one that's been taken care of and it's proper, in a bad community, you are wasting your time, whether it's a new development or it's an existing house.
So true. I think it's so important that you mentioned that, Ntato, and even some of the facts and figures that you said, we can review the age, how much the property was sold for before. Where do we find that? On the typical, I guess, property search websites and apps?
Yes. There is a bank that actually offers that for free on their website. I won't mention them. It's a blue bank.
Okay.
So, you can check that one. Also, you can purchase a property report. You can check most real estate people use LiveZone. That report is specific to your property. It shows what's happening around you, in your neighborhood, in the community. It shows you the history of the property, who bought it, who was the first person who moved in, the developer, the cost involved. So this will help you to see the appreciation of the value of the property. Unfortunately, for a new development, it's difficult for you to gauge that because it is a new development. So you may see houses around there and try to gauge plus minus if what you are getting is worth it. But in terms of the specific property, you're the first one that got in there. And then also, before I forget, when it comes to buying a new development, usually they register you in two steps. The first one, they register the stand in your name before they build. Then while they build, you are liable for the rates and taxes for that stand because it's in your name. So most people will be shocked when the city of Joburg comes and say, you are owing us 10,000, but you have not even moved into the house. You have been liable because that stand was in your name. And then another point is that sometimes there are delays. I'm not going to mention that developer. There's some development that was happening in the Mooikloof side. The president was there. It was announced. Things were nice. I actually bought a unit that side.
Okay.
I can tell you that I've been refunded my 10,000 deposit because it's not going to happen anytime soon. And I waited for over a year for them to build. They're saying they're building and building. Nothing happened. So they sent an email and said, guys, we are giving back your money. We don't know what's happened. So sometimes you buy, you pay deposit, and things don't move.
So important. You've just given us, an opportunity to go dig even further to find out what happened there. And we certainly will, just to get some clarity as to what has transpired. But it's a huge lesson for many of us. I think something similar also happened with another development that was meant to take place in the Sandton precinct, not far from Mushroom Park, if I'm not mistaken, dubbed to be a great affordable opportunity to access high-rise buildings in Sandton. And unfortunately, the developer coming back to say, hold on, it actually isn't going to happen. But you've really educated us this evening, Ntato, giving us some nuggets and insights and tools that we can equip ourselves with, especially for those who perhaps might be first-time property buyers or even looking for other opportunities in the second environment and rather in the development space. Really appreciate your feedback.
Thank you so much for having me, Kuku. Have a good evening.
Got you. That's Ntato Rabushaga, who's joined us this evening. He's the CEO of Wealth Creation Network Property Group, MD of Leate Property Consulting, and founder of Ntato Realty, and joins us often on the show as a property analyst.
Kaya Biz with Kugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.